Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, like, what do you do if you play in today's NFL? And I've had players and I've heard players say that they will now in their head, they just, it's in their head that they're not going to lay a hit because they're worried about getting suspended or fined or penalized during a game.
Yeah.
That now it's, now instead of, that now they're thinking about it on that type of a play. They're thinking about whether they should deliver a hit based on getting fined and suspended and everything else.
Well, I mean, listen, the intent should always be taken into consideration, right?
Agreed.
Whether or not, and you got former players who are out here doling out these fines and suspensions, so they've been in these defensive players' shoes and the offensive players' shoes.
Right.
So they should be able to determine what looks like something that could be avoided or something that's unavoidable.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they determine something is unavoidable, then the guy shouldn't get suspended. I mean, just shouldn't get suspended. But I understand penalties that come out, they're going to come out during the course of a game. A referee is not there to interpret that whole he's out there to protect.
No, if you go helmet to helmet,
I'm throwing a flag.
You're going to get it.
Yeah. Hell, they even throw now, don't they, for if you hit quarterbacks below the knee, right?
Yep, can't do that.
You can't even do that. So,
nope.
You know, a guy could be trying to scrape to get around the corner of a tackle, and he's on his knees, and he's trying to get to the quarterback. If you hit him in those knees, what you think is a good play can turn out to be a 15-yard penalty. So it's a little frustrating for defensive players, and I get it, and I sympathize with them. I really do. But the rules aren't going to change. So the league looks at it this way, Johnny. You're going to change. You're going to adapt.
You have to. No, you have to. No. In fact, it's not going to change. It's just it's going to continue to get more difficult for the defensive player.
Yeah.
That's all it's going to do. It's even with intent or whatever, you're going to lose money out of your pocket. You're going to lose games. You're going to get it. Maybe more ejections. They're talking about a targeting rule now in the NFL is what they're talking about. How about that? It's going to get worse.
Yeah.
Right. So our Twitter question of the day brought to you by Rosenbaum & Associates. If you're injured in an accident, remember Rosenbaum. Had the NFL's rule changes made the game too soft? 58% say yes.
Ooh.
58% say it has made it too soft.
I will agree with that. I would agree with it, but I understand why they are trying to make it that way. But no doubt that the game is softer.
They're trying to make it two-way because they don't want the liability of guys being hurt and lawsuits and stuff like that. That's A. B, I think that there's a legitimate concern for player safety among the NFL, as there should be. Any fan or anybody else can realize that the hits that are going to the head need to stop and need to be controlled. But there's only so much you can do to prevent that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a violent game at the end of the day.
It's going to happen. They're trying to lessen it as best they can. They've already changed some things you do special teams-wise. Here's the other thing that they're concerned with, the future of the game. They don't want these parents having their kids go play soccer and other sports as opposed to football.
You have former football players that are saying they wouldn't want their kids to play football or they don't want their kids to play football because of the violence. Now,
yeah.
Your son plays, he's in ninth grade.
First year
playing, period.
Yeah.
Do they have youth?
Oh,
football?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
First year playing?
Oh, yeah. The coaches tried to get him out there for years, and I was like, no, he's not playing until he's in the ninth grade.
So you didn't want all the contact?
Yeah, I thought it was unnecessary.
Too much.
Yeah, he doesn't need it. Doesn't need it. Now, if he was a big kid for his age or what have you, then, okay, maybe I would think about putting him out there because he's big enough to withstand some of the pounding from the kids that are that age. See, here's the thing you got going on in youth football in some of these ages, right? Kids are just big naturally, right? The way the food is processed,
you get big animals.
Kids.
Yep.
Kids, my son's not an oversized kid. He's small for his age.
Okay.
So you add that with the fact that some of these kids are held back a year to play with younger kids, and they are a year older.
For that reason.
So I didn't want to deal with all that nonsense. You know, it's like, okay, if my kid was LeBron James at 14 years old, just his size-wise, then, yeah, I'd go ahead and roll him out there. You can go play. Unfortunately.
You'd be LeVar Ball coaching
yeah, exactly.
that team.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd be out there. But he's not. But he's not. And I don't have these grand illusions that he's going off to be some Division I, Division II college football player or some pro player. Right. I don't have those. Nor does he have to be to go to college.
You're not worried about that.
I've already sacrificed. He don't ever have to play a sport ever, and he's still going to school.
Mm-hmm.
It's paid for.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. So he's not forced to do it. So
right.
I wasn't going to force him to do it. But he wants to do it. So I told him, once you get to the ninth grade, I'll let you go out there. And he went out there this year, and he liked it, and he's played. Still got a lot of work to do, but he made it through the year. He didn't quit. He moaned and groaned about little bumps and bruises every other day, him and his mother. And I'm like, yeah, this ain't flag football. Yeah, this ain't flag football. Yeah, your leg hurts. Yep, your shoulder hurts. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of it.
Yeah, he's a former NFLer who used to throw his body around
right,
all
yeah.
over the place.
Yeah, you expect me to
my
do
leg hurts.
Run you to the hospital when I come home because you got a bump on your foot?
You know what it sounds like? He needs a little Ike juice before those games. There, Ike. It's, you know,
it's a contact sport, man.
You even take it to the next level because I'm talking about the NFL and does it take away from the fan experience and the NFL's so worried about – they're worried about ratings, but they're also worried about the players for multiple reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to figure out how to police and to officiate a league to where there's no real good answer for it. It's like you said, I think it's pretty simple. It's intent. Did you go out there headhunting?
No.
Did the player go out there? And if it, because we know the players that do it. Like Rodney Harrison calling anybody dirty is ridiculous.
Right.
One of the dirtiest players I've ever seen. Right?
Yeah.
Like modern day players.
Yeah.
Him calling people dirty is kind of all right. You know, whatever. But now you're talking about youth sports. Now you're talking about parents saying, like, hey, I'm not going to let my son play. I don't want these concussions.
It's not worth it to him. Yeah.
Right. It's not worth it. But has it made the game too soft? These are professionals, and we want to keep them safe, but there's only so much you can do. It's still football. What do you think? 888-729-9494. And the Eagles, ready for prime time? We're going to crush some calls coming up. Don't go anywhere. We got Levi coming up as well. But right now we have Mr. Hoodie Footy Pajama.
Hoodie Footy, that's you.
I have the Hoodie Footy at home. I do. I bought it for my wife a couple years ago.
You got to put that picture on Twitter, man.
I'll put it on right now.
Yeah, put it on there so everybody can see you.
I have.
They can know, so they can know when I'm selling here, when I'm endorsing.
Are you sure you want me to put it on? Because it's not a good look on me.
No, and that's why I want you to put it on there. I want you to put it on there because I want guys to know if you're thinking about buying this product for yourself, this is what you're going to look like. It's more or less for her.
At Mark's Reese WIP. I'll do it right now.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.